Attention, Marie, and Kim went through a lot on this. We are pronouncing it, I was pronouncing it incorrectly, Sacher Tort Day, because I S-A-C-H-E-R. She said it's actually pronounced Soccer Tort, which is should be easier to remember for me, but I leave it up to the women. If it's not Kim or Marie or Ann, I don't know what it is. So anyway, Soccer Tort, if you look it up, but it's S-A-C-H-E-R. We enjoy Mitch Albom on WJR, the longest-running afternoon radio show. We're the longest-running current morning show in radio, so we have bookends here. Mitch on from 5 till 7, from WJR, from the Detroit Free Press, from his work on television, and this is about being the founder of the Say Detroit Charities. And Mitch's, what I like to affectionately call Mitch's Mitch-a-thon, is coming up from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. this Thursday. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. You just practicing getting up early just to so you can make sure you can do it Thursday?
I'm slowly training myself to become Paul W. Smith.
Oh, yes. No, you don't want to do that. You want to get a lot more sleep. But you will do it Thursday from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. At Somerset Collection in Troy. And I believe people are invited to come by. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're back in back to open business, which is good after the COVID stuff. And this is the 11th annual one of these. We started it as a whim and didn't think, you know, well, maybe we might raise, you know, a few thousand dollars or something. And the people at Somerset were so great to give us a spot to do it in. It's a perfect spot. And now it's become this enormous tradition. Last year, amazingly, we raised $1.6 million.
Well, and, you've raised $10 million since you began this thing.
Yeah. And
that's pretty
that's
amazing.
Kind of incredible.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, people always say that to me, and I always say, all I do is sit there for 15 hours. It's all the people who call in and make the donations that make it work. And, you know, I try to put together as good a show as we can, and we have the same kind of thing this year. We've got celebrities from all over the country, from Hugh Jackman to Hoda Kotb to Jane Pauley, Anderson Cooper, Paul Stanley from Kiss, a lot of the major sports stars, even Matthew Stafford's coming back on, even though he's out in Los Angeles, and a whole lot of the local anchors and TV personalities here in Michigan. But the biggest thing is that we bring on people from the various charities that we operate. And I think for all the funny things that you do with the Hugh Jackman, I think it's hearing from the people who are actually benefiting, people who get homes as a result of our Working Homes, Working Families project, or people who suddenly, you know, have a place for their kids to be medically treated at the family medical center that we have, or veterans who didn't have something before and now they do. I think when they tell their story, that's what moves people to give, and that's what ends up raising this incredible amount of money. And so, you know, all I have to do is basically sit there. The hardest thing is when I gave up coffee, because that used to get me through it, and now I have to go on inertia.
You don't drink coffee ever anymore?
Ever. No,
what,
ever.
What caused you to do that?
Well, I was having some headaches and some weird kind of, you know, pains and aches, and was going to the doctors. Nobody could find anything, and finally they said, well, it might be, you know, like anxiety related or something. Do you, you know, smoke, drink? No. Well, you drink coffee? Oh, yeah, I drink a little coffee. How much? 9 or 10 cups a day. okay, let's maybe start with that and see how it worked. And I felt a whole lot better once I stopped, so I haven't drank coffee since. That's about 4 or 5 years ago now.
Now, who is the nice woman? You know, I know there are a lot of people behind the scenes that you rely on. Rosie, for one, yeah. Trish Wheeler. Well, who's the nice woman who contacted me about coming on at 7:45 Thursday morning?
Probably my assistant, Carrie Alexander. She's
I believe it was Carrie.
You've 30 been with, years.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Carrie and you have been a team for a very long time. You put together. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to say, you put together, and with your help from co-host Ken Brown, 15 hours of compelling radio, because you do call upon the dozens of celebrities that you've befriended over the years. I think you mentioned Hugh Jackman. You got Tim Allen, J.K. Simmons, Kate Hudson. You got all these people zooming in, along with a whole bunch of other personalities. It's not just a fundraiser, although it is. This sounds corny, but it is a fundraiser because of all the people that come on to help you locally and nationally.
I've learned over the years, Paul, that you know, you have to provide something. There's so many good charities out there that ask for help, and they're all earnest, and they all are worthwhile. But how do you distinguish one between the other? If somebody's going to follow you for 15 hours on the air, you can't just keep saying, please give us money, please give us money. You got to put on a bit of a show. I mean, Jerry Lewis did this long before I came up with the idea. And the nice thing is all those people that you mentioned, none of them really live in Detroit. But every time I ask, a guy called Paul Stanley, he's on tour with Kiss. He was on some boat halfway around the world. I said, listen, I really hate to bother you. You know I do this every year. He goes, are you kidding? I'm in. You know, Dr. Phil, nice. The same way. Of course I'm in. And these are people who just, they've heard about Detroit's story. They've come to Detroit, and they care about it. And so if they can, I think it inspires us too as well here in Michigan. And we have some great incentive items, some amazing opportunities that people are going to get, from guitars to hockey experience. Steve Yzerman offered the chance to meet him and hang out with him before a hockey game. Barry Sanders, same kind of thing. So people can check that out at MitchAlbumRadiothon.com, and they can come out and see us at Somerset on Thursday, or listen all day long on the radio, or watch the whole thing. It's all being televised.
And you can call 855-955-4483, 855-955-GIVE. And you can donate, you can buy, you can bid on auction items. And Mitch mentioned it. I'll mention again, MitchAlbumRadiothon.com. I'll talk to you again at 7:45 this Thursday morning when Mitch will be on from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. for Say Detroit, the charities he founded in 2006. Thanks, Mitch.
Enjoy your morning off Thursday, Paul. Thank you.
Believe me, I will. Thanks much.